I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom faces pressure ahead of Wednesday's annual report debut. The argument revolves around India. Dozens of international watchdogs want the U.S. CIRF to label India as a country of particular concern, which it did for the first time last year. Allies of the Indian government, though, want the committee to reverse that decision in this year's report. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says,
The trend is on the uptick in terms of persecution against Christians, and that has Christian leaders, pastors, those that work with persecuted Christians, very concerned about what's happening in India.
Ask God to help his followers throughout India.
These anti-conversion laws are the latest opposition. Again, the pastors and the leaders that really understand, you know, what the Bible teaches about persecution, they are preparing their people.
And Sat7 broadcasts Christian programming throughout the Middle East and North Africa. The ministry also advocates for many human rights issues. Rex Rogers of Sat7 USA explains,
God created human beings in his image. He created them free. He created them to make choices. God didn't make us become believers in him. From the Garden of Eden on, he gave us a choice. That's the amazing part of creation. Christians should promote the fact that every human being has the right to life and liberty, and that human beings are eternally significant. They matter. That any form of slavery, including slavery of conscience, is inappropriate. It's wrong. It's sinful.
Since Jesus gave the Great Commission, Christians have worked at the forefront of human rights efforts. If you'd like to get connected to Sat7, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.